from Northern California. It's the Penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
Have you ever thought it would be nice just to change your name, change your past, get a fresh start as somebody new? Maybe Bob Gomez, maybe Michelle Ortega, maybe Janice Chan. I don't know, whatever name you want, you could be. And today we're going to be talking to a young woman who's incarcerated in Oregon, the Coffee Creek Correctional Facility. Used to be named Gina, but she's recently officially changed her name to Savannah. We're going to hear her story. We're going to learn how easy or how difficult that is to do from behind bars or behind the walls, and learn more about why she did it. Some people I know have changed. We've probably got a dozen, two dozen people over the years at penpals.buzz that have changed their names. And some are for good, valid reasons, and some are maybe more nefarious reasons. Maybe they did have that tax debt they didn't want to pay. Maybe they wanted to hide or not be found from Google searches or whatever it might be. It's going to be a real interesting topic. We're going to check in with her in just a second. I also want to bring up the gift catalogs. If you heard last week's episode with Jay from More Than an Inmate's Girlfriend, we're trying to promote these catalogs. They're pretty cool, man. So you can get them for free. Just go to penpals.buzz. On the homepage, you'll see a little section where you can fill out your inmate's name and address. And these catalogs will be shipped straight from the publisher, so it should have a fairly good chance of actually getting into the facility. And the cool thing is the inmate can just order gifts straight from this catalog using a check or money order from the facility. They don't need a credit card. They don't need internet access. I mean, really, it's like going back to the 1960s, ordering via mail order, and there's very few, almost no companies now with a gift catalog that's going to allow a check or money order from an incarcerated person. So this is really cool. I hope you'll go check it out on our penpals.buzz homepage. Also want to share with everybody our incredible new special for a renewal. For a long time, we've done a $40 renewal special for 1 year. Now you can renew for 3 years and it's just $90. So if you've got a lot of time to do, you know, someone that's doing a life sentence or even doing more than 3 years, and they want to guarantee that they'll have their beautiful photo and beautifully written bio on penpals.buzz until at least 2029, just go to penpals.buzz/upgrades and find the 3-year renewal special, and we will hook you up. But right now,
it's mailbag time at penpals.buzz.
I love this.
You've written us letters, you've sent us voicemails. Now it's time for us to share them with the world. It's the penpals.buzz mailbag on the Prison Pen Pal podcast. Big Steve, what's in the mailbag this week?
Oh man, there's so many things in the mailbag. I can hardly contain my excitement, but we're going to start off with a nice email we got on JPay from a guy named Matthew Stevens. He's incarcerated in Louisiana. He says, Big Steve, thank you for your help. I want you and everyone to know that penpals.buzz has helped me in more ways than I ever imagined. I speak very highly of you and this website, and I always will. You've gone out of your way just being a friend when you didn't even have to. And that's what makes you different from the rest of the sites, if you ask me. We used to write just to say hello at times, and this gets embarrassing right here. He says, I can remember you sending me photos of your wife with those midget wrestlers just to put a smile on my face. I did do that. I got to admit, that was a little odd. Thanks so much for writing in, Matthew. We got another one from Robert LeSean Williams. I'm writing you to say I've been able to find my person, the one whom I know I will spend the rest of my days with, thanks to your services and your company. I'd like to respectfully request to shut down my bio and profile for now. Thank you for your time and consideration. Thank you so much, Robert, for writing in. Let's do one more. Michael Cox wrote to us. He said, hey there, I'm happy to say that after serving 23 years straight, on March 3rd, I am being released. Thanks to penpals.buzz, and I'm going home to a wonderful woman that I met on your website. Michael Cox, thank you so much for writing in. All right, we're going to get right to Savannah, the woman who changed her name. Now, you used to be Gina, and now you're officially Savannah. Is that right?
Yes.
And it was interesting because I popped onto Getting Out because we were we had you on penpals.buzz, and we were just trying to get a message to you. And I'm looking for Gina on gettingout.com, and there's no Gina there. And then I see Savannah on my contact list, and I'm like, who the heck is Savannah? And this has happened before, so it gets real so I don't even know, like, who is this person? And then I had to click on Savannah, and then I see all the messages to Gina. So it was a little confusing. And this has happened, like, 10 or 20 times before, and I thought, what a perfect topic for the Prison Pen Pal podcast, because I know everybody has different reasons for changing their names. And I just wanted to hear your story and your transition from Gina to Savannah and kind of what inspired that or what created that.
Well, I wanted to change my name because of my past, mainly, like all the stuff that has happened in the past and my ex. I had a crazy ex, so I was like, and they were going to make me go back to the same county I came from. And so I was like, I'm changing my name because I don't need all that hassle. And I want to start new. I want to start over. I want to be new, you know? And I couldn't do that with my old name because everybody knows me by Gina.
Right. It feels like our society, they're so against giving people a chance for a fresh start. Right. So it's just like you do your time, you do your punishment, and then they want to just keep punishing you, right? So you can't. I know in other countries, in Europe, for instance, you can get people get like new names when they get out, and they encourage that idea of a fresh start.
I want people to know me for the new me, not the old me, not the old me that was on drugs and doing stupid stuff. Like, I have changed and I want to start fresh.
I always thought, Savannah, if I'm going to change my name, I would want to change it to something like Mike Smith, because then, you know, if somebody Googles Mike Smith, they have no idea. If my name were Eduardo Bobado, then I'm going to be the only Eduardo Bobado and everyone's going to find me. But if Mike Smith, they're like, I don't know. There's like 5 million of them. You know, which one is this guy?
Yeah.
And so that's what I always thought I would do. It's good to get that fresh start. Unfortunately, like, and I don't know. I mean, everybody's entitled to change their name, obviously. And we've seen a lot of cool names. One guy changed his name to King Victorious, one of our members. And I'm like, so now this guy's name's King. But then we have a lot of other guys. They're changing their name just to get away from their sex offender labels, right? So you have guys that they don't want to be associated with all of the crimes. And while they're in prison, because they think they're pen pals, are going to look them up and see all the things they did and then not write. So in some ways it's like, oh, I don't know. Is this good? I mean, so we got, it's their right to do it. And I'm sure if people searched hard enough, they could figure out who this person was, but.
Yes. And I was just going to say that, like, it doesn't matter if those charges, like, they're going to look up, they're going to make sure that that goes into the system under that as well, because those charges, you have to register and all that stuff, you know, it's like,
right. Yeah.
They can't get away from that.
Yeah.
But I mean, they can try, I guess.
A lot of what they wouldn't find would be like the old news articles. That's what I'm thinking. Like the stuff from the newspaper from 20 years ago or whatever that has the old name. And then that wouldn't come up in a Google search with the new name. Yeah. So that would be helpful. And I almost feel like, you know, once they've done their damn time, once they've, like, just like with anybody, no matter if they killed somebody or what they did, they served their time that the judge gave them. Who are we to judge them again, right? I mean, they've done their time, so let's give them a chance. Let's not, like, set people out to fail.
Yes, and it happens a lot, even in my situation, because I'm here for identity theft. People look down on me because of that, but I did that all when I was doing drugs. You know, I wasn't in my right mind when I was doing it, and I'm not that person anymore.
Yeah. So, how many other women there at the facility where you are, do you know others that have changed their names also?
Yes, I do. There's a few that I know, actually.
And how hard is it? Yeah. Like, so let's say we want to go change our name, you know, and from the prison, I imagine it's harder because you don't have the access to technology. What do you do? How long does it take?
Well, it's actually easier and it's cheaper. When you do it, like, my name changed back in September
Okay.
of 25. And they just now, like, put it into the system here on the DOC stuff. I waited 6 months almost for that. But it's cheaper here. Like, if you're in prison and you want to do a name change, it's like $1.
Oh, something really?
Like that.
Okay, and then you get the forms that you need in the law library? Is that what happens?
Yes, and then they'll give you all the forms you need, and then they help you fill them out. And then you have to do, like, all your aliases that you had. You have to get a list of those from the records department. And then you send that with the paperwork. And then it takes, like, it only took 2 weeks for the courts to do it for me. And then it took 5.5 months for DOC to change it in their system.
So. Yeah, right. I can imagine. I guess it's lucky they'd ever change it because they don't like to do any paperwork or anything. But it was cool. Like, one day it's like, all of a sudden you're a different name on getting out, yet then it gets confusing because there's so many areas. There's the mail room and they have to know the new name, and then there's getting out, and then there's, you know, somebody comes to visit you.
Yeah, it's
and,
really funny that you say that, because when my name changed, I like went to log on to the tablet, and when I logged on, it said, "Hi, Savannah," and I'm like, oh, shit. I thought I logged into somebody else's stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's me. They finally changed my name, you know?
The way the DOC works, I can only imagine, like, some, you know, grandparent from 3,000 miles books a flight to come visit their granddaughter who, you know, they've been approved for years, and they get there, and the lady at the front says, oh, sorry, ma'am, you're approved to see Gina. You're not approved for Savannah. And the grandma's like, but it's the same person. It's the same person. No, sorry. It says here you're on Gina's visiting list. I could see that. And they, you know, no common sense, right? Yeah. They would just send her away back to the Holiday Inn. That's no good. You know, and I had this friend.
Right.
I don't know why I thought of this, but in high school, I had this Vietnamese friend named Na, which was NHA. And a lot of times the Vietnamese people, they would change their name to a more Americanized name, right? So it was like in his 20s, he decides that he's going to become Mike. And so I've known this guy for 15 years, and every day of my life, Nah, hi, Nah, what's up, Nah? And then it's like, oh, now I'm Mike. And man, it took me like a year. Like, I can't just start calling him Mike.
It's like all the women here, like, they know me as Gina. So it's like, they found out I got my name changed, and they're like, well, you're always going to be Gina to me. And I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah, right.
out there, I don't want
it's just Gina hard. Me. Yeah, out there,
like,
hell no.
It's fine.
I mean, it's so great that there's such little stuff that we can control when we're inside, but this is one of those things. And I'm sure the DOC doesn't love people doing that, but they don't really have a choice, which I think is great. You can.
They really don't. Like, it's the law. Like, I mean, the courts approved it, so they can't not do it, and they offer that here at the prison. So,
tell everybody what happened. So you're there for one more year now, right? You're getting out. It's January of.
I am here for another year.
Okay, I know it was longer than you hoped.
Yeah.
But you'll be out of there real soon. And
well, it was, because in the beginning I was supposed to get out in May because I went to treatment. And then 2 months into treatment, they all of a sudden decided that I didn't qualify for treatment. So they pulled me out. So it was kind of like a big letdown because I was going to get out in May and now I'm getting out in January.
But it saved you from having to do those treatments where they say, just change your thoughts and you can change your behaviors, change your feelings.
Right.
No, you don't think that.
Right.
You don't think drugs are good. You think drugs are bad. And you're like, oh, yes, I think drugs are bad.
Right. And then the day that this happened, the counselors in treatment, they're like, well, just use your coping skills. And I'm like, I'm looking at them like, really?
Here,
like,
I learned.
If this happened to you, you probably wouldn't be using your coping skills very well.
Yeah. Here's the coping skill they taught me for like three years of treatment. And they taught me this. Listen to this. Deep breathing. That's going to solve everybody's problems. Just do some deep breathing. And progressive muscle relaxation. And man, life's going to be great. I promise you. Savannah, what's your last name? I still know your old last name.
Turner.
Where are you at? How can people write you and get in touch with you?
I am at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility in Wilsonville, Oregon. The address is 24499 Southwest Grahams Ferry Road, Wilsonville, Oregon, 97070. And my SID number is 143-32006.
So,
you can also go to gettingout.com and message.
So go to gettingout.com and you got to put in the state of Oregon, Coffee Creek Correctional Facility.
Yes. So I'm hoping to hear from people. That's what I want.
And if there are people out there that are in the free world and they're listening to this now and they want to change their name too, they're like, you know what? I want a fresh start. I'm tired of being Gladys Poppin' Nut or whatever her name. I don't know what her name is. She's tired of it. And she can, people can get in touch with you. You can help guide people in the process too, right? So there's all kinds of services now. You can become the new name change expert at the facility there at Coffee Creek.
Yes.
And then as far as like the types of people you're looking for in a pen pal or a friend, are you looking for friendship? Are you looking for relationships? What's kind of what?
I'm looking for whatever I am looking for, whatever happens.
Okay.
Like if it's friends, it's friends. If it's more, it's more.
Okay. I'm not against anything. I always hoped it would be more.
Everything.
I always wanted it to be more, but they're always like, no, it's less. It's like, oh, okay. So whatever.
I have high hopes, but I don't want to get my hopes up to get them shattered, you know?
Exactly. But there's a lot of good people out there listening, and man, it's amazed me how many good people have found our website and who listen to this they're on Spotify and Amazon Music all over the world. They're hearing this, and really good-hearted people. We get a few, pieces of crap that are like, oh, you inmate, you piece of shit. But 98% are decent, good people.
Yeah, non-judgmental. That's what I'm going for. So I'll just put that out there. I'm going for non-judgmental, optimistic people that want to have a good friend or more in me.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. PenPals.Buzz is a division of Snaptura Inmate Services.